Seeing is not believing. Far from it. If I saw Elijah ascend to the heavens in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot of fiery horses with my very own eyes, I am not sure I would believe it. I might try to reason it away. Perhaps it was a vision caused by a migraine. Maybe I had too much to drink. Could I have fallen and hit my head? The dismantling explanation of the miraculous is so very easy to do. The disciples in the gospel had a hard time believing what they were seeing. They had just witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus. His face shone like the sun and his clothes became dazzling white. Once the moment was over, suddenly all was back to normal. And walking back down the mountain, Peter, James, and John tried to make sense of what they had seen by focusing on details. "Now tell us," they asked Jesus, "why does Elijah have to come before the Son of Man?" Jesus tells us that Elijah has in fact already come, but no one recognized him. People saw, but they did not believe. And even after Jesus tells his followers what will happen to the Son of Man, they are still confused as they do not have the proper sight to see Jesus in his fullness. They think he is referring to John the Baptist. So how do we have the eyes that will see? How do we have a heart that will believe? I find the answer to this in the psalm. It is by asking God for help to see, to turn our lives as well as our eyes to God. In doing that, we will surely find salvation.